think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Off and running another hour here as we get ready for plenty of Major League Baseball coming up. We are just a little over an hour away from the puck dropping game 6 of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals there in Edmonton, with the Panthers trying to get it done here tonight. We'll have much more on that coming up, but we welcome in our good friend Mark Zeno, who's getting ready for a couple of these MLB games to get underway here. Zin, we'll get to the Yankees and your Atlanta Braves in just a second, but talk to me here, because this was on the early line today. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, Zin. When you're 1-13, your team is 1-13 when you start, and they've never won a home start of yours yet. I am not backing Trevor Rogers in Miami. I am backing Seattle. I don't often run to the window for home favorites, like away favorites like this, but Zin, if it ain't broke, let's not fix it with Seattle and Miami, no?
Yeah, and look, the thing is, you got to reduce the juice and cut this game in half just to get it. There's too much that can go wrong and quirky in baseball to lay minus 180, right? It's like the worst play in the world, but it's just not a game that I want, a number that I want to get involved with. So you have Trevor Rogers here. We know how bad he's been. His ERA is over 5. You mentioned the fact that, you know, they're 1-13 when he starts, but not only that, he's only getting about 2 runs of support per start. So for whatever reason, Miami doesn't hit when he's on the mound. And it's not exactly like George Kirby is getting a ton of run support either. He's only getting about 3.5 runs of support per start, why his record is what it is. But you have to believe that Kirby's good enough to keep Miami in check for 5 innings, and he shouldn't allow more than 1. If Seattle can't push 2 across Trevor Rogers, there's nothing I could say. You know, you tip your cap to Trevor Rogers and say, hey, you finally showed up when the one time I bet against you. So, you know, I mean, This just felt like, you know, you get it down to a manageable about minus 118, minus 120. To play the run line in the first 5. That's what I did. I don't always like to trust Seattle's offense because they are very hit and miss. Like, you know, there are times where they just don't hit the ball, especially on the road. And they're a high strikeout team, right? Mm. That's the other part of the equation that always scares you. If there's a game where they're going to strike out 8, 9, 10 times, guess what? You know, a third of the outs of the game already are guys not even putting the bat on the ball. So it's just it's tough sometimes to back them. But I just felt like against Rogers, this was a good spot to take advantage.
Yeah, no, I like that. It's I trust the fact that Miami will not show up when Rogers pitches, because they never do. I also, believe it or not, I trust that both Toronto and the Guardians should be able to put runs on the board here tonight. Carrasco on the mound, Rodriguez going for Toronto. They called him up there, and his time spent in the bigs. We've seen a lot of walks. We've seen hard contact. This ballpark, for whatever reason, on a hot steamy, humid night in Cleveland. This should see some runs here tonight. How did you approach this game?
I would only go Cleveland's team total over. I felt like that was the best way. Look, that number seemed a little bit short, which kind of scared me. Toronto just got swept at home by the Red Sox. And this is not a good offense at all. And if you're going to ask me to trust them to do their part to get over this thing, I feel like they have to get to at least three here, right? Because you'll get Cleveland should get five or six against Rodriguez and a really bad bullpen of Toronto, which is now giving up the most home runs of any bullpen in baseball. So we see the ball fly out of the park at Progressive Field this year. I just felt like I'd rather trust Cleveland for eight at-bats, even though it's only eight at-bats because you're probably not going to need the ninth to get to five runs here. I would go Cleveland over 4.5.
Yeah, I mean, Cleveland has just been a great series against Seattle coming out. They did lose a couple of games, ironically, in Toronto last week that they wish they could have back. So I do think there's an opportunity for them to exact a little revenge here. And what are we doing? Coin flip game? Is this really a coin flip game in the Bronx tonight with your Atlanta Braves and the Yanks?
I mean, look, no, the answer is it's not. By all accounts here, the Braves shouldn't be favored. When you get the Yankees as an underdog at home, which has only happened twice this year, and it happened against the Los Angeles Dodgers. So for a team that doesn't score a ton of runs, to ask them to go out and do that in Yankee Stadium against Rodon, who, by the way, this year is 4-0 at home with a 2.3 ERA. He's been really good at home. Part of me is waiting for the wheels to fall off the wagon on him. Now, he had a bad start last time out against the Red Sox in Boston, gave up five runs on seven hits in just five innings. But nonetheless, this is a spot here where it's really hard to pass up the Yankees as a dog. I don't know. Did it flip? I'm starting to see some numbers out there that it flipped to the Yankees being a favorite. But nonetheless, you know, when the Yankees are even money or a slight underdog, especially at home, probably worth your while to take him, especially at a money line price like this.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I found it interesting that they were the dog, but it does seem to be about 110 on each side right now as that continues to get ready. First pitch here should be in a couple of moments. We also have, and by the way, no score Rays, Pirates, also no score White Sox and the Tigers here. What are we doing? And I don't see it on the board here, but what are we doing with the Phillies and Arizona here? Was that a game that you looked at that you were interested in with Walker on the mound taking on Montgomery?
Walker on the mound is what scared me off of it. But again, Philadelphia at a short price, comparatively speaking to what you normally see for them around minus 125, minus 130 at home, felt like, okay, this is a situation I could really take advantage of here. The problem is that it's Taijuan Walker on the mound, and he's bad. The way to probably attack this is just play on both of these bad pitchers and take the over, because Jordan Montgomery's ERA is sitting somewere around six. So he hasn't been good either. And just hope for a lot of runs here. But it was just tough to back the Phillies. Look, when you see short numbers on good teams, it's very tempting to take them. But there's a reason why that line and that number is what it is. Oddsmakers for baseball are pretty good about knowing when a team should be a shorter favorite than expected. And that was the case for the Phillies here. So I don't know. I stayed off the game, but both of these pitchers to me screamed over.
I'm with you. Especially 90 degrees, humid night at Citizens. I can see the ball flying all over the place in that one here. I have completely thrown my hands up on what to do with Kansas City at this point. I do think at a nice plus price, I do think they're the right side here against Eovaldi in Texas. As a dog, maybe the problem is Kansas City as a favorite is not a good look, but maybe this is the spot we need to back him here tonight.
Look, I went back and forth between the money line and taking him on the run line and paying the juice here, right? Because the juice is kind of hefty at around minus 165 for the plus 1.5. The thing is for me, what stood out to this game is Texas is not a good enough team to be a minus 145, minus 150 favorite. They're not. They don't score. I mean, for a team that scores 3.8 runs a game at home and only gives up 3.5, that's a lot closer than the 1.5 that I'm taking here. So you look at Kansas City's run line record on the road this year and as a road dog, it just skewed too heavily in the favor for me not to take the run line here. and be willing to swallow the juice. Kansas City does not hit and score on the road. That's just the reality of it. They're the number one batting average team in baseball at home. They're top five in OPS and WRC+. On the road, their batting average is bottom five in Major League Baseball. So they're going up against a good starter, and a Texas team that doesn't score. If this thing stays low scoring, that 1.5 is even bigger, right? Like, it feels, especially if Kansas City is leading 1-0 past the fifth inning of this game, or it's a 2-1 game and Kansas City has a one-run lead. You know, that's the ideal spot I hope this game unfolds into, is that Kansas City has a one-run lead as we get into the fifth and sixth innings here. And that feels like it really should be enough.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
To cover this 1.5. I don't hate the money line play. I wouldn't fault anybody for taking it, but it's just for me, when I looked at the Kansas City run line numbers on the road and as a road dog, it was too much for me to walk away from.
Well, we got a 2-run homer in Detroit there as they are up 2-0 over Fetty and the White Sox. And congratulations, two batters in, and we got 2 runs for Atlanta. It's 2-0 on an Albies 2-run home run here to start off the Yankee game. Game time decisions. We'll have more in Major League Baseball when we get back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game time decisions update here from the Bronx. 2 batters in. 2-run homer, Ozzie Albies, Atlanta on top of the New York Yankees here as Rodon missed and missed badly, and Albies made him pay for it here. We also have 2-0 with Detroit on top of Tampa, and we've got now the Guardians and the Toronto Blue Jays off and running. Mark Zinno back here for another segment with us. Quickly, Zin, another game just started here that I liked was Boston taking on Cincinnati in another one of these interleague matchups. Are we stepping in front of this Boston train right now?
By the way, just another home run that Rodon just gave up. It's 3-0. Riley,
and he missed Austin Riley. Yeah, yeah, great. Yeah.
So there you go. As far as Boston and Cincinnati, I wanted to take Cincinnati coming into this game. You know, I really like Boston's 1-5-0. I'm not sure Boston is that good. I don't know what to think of them. That sweep that they, the one I just mentioned last segment over Toronto, kind of really impressed me. You know, I mean, they were hitting the ball and they hit the ball well this year, both at home and on the road. So they're a better offense than a lot of people are giving them credit for. Surprising because they lost Verdugo and everybody else. And, you know, Cincinnati, I'm waiting for them to turn a corner. I still think that they are going to be a playoff team this year, but I wasn't necessarily a huge fan of of Abbott starting tonight, Andrew Abbott, who last year got banged around a little bit, but you know, his 5-6 record with a 3.4 ERA tells you he's not getting a ton of run support. The Reds got to start scoring runs here, and that's really the issue going up against Cutter Crawford in a spot where the Reds were a slight favorite coming into this game when it first opened up, and that kind of made me curious going, okay, are we just going to play against this win streak here and try to dive into it? But this feels like a coin flip game to me.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting at 8.5. Great American Ballpark has always been known for a hitter's park, but the Reds haven't been scoring any runs. They've been an under machine at home here. So this will be interesting to see if the Red Sox can do their part to get this thing up and over. And what are we doing with the Houston Astros at home? The Houston Astros don't – I can't remember the last time they've spent time as a dog at home. But yet here they are with Baltimore, and what do we do with this game here?
A lot of different ways to play this. Look, they've got their probably one of their best starters on the mound in Grayson Rodriguez, who gets 6.7 runs of support per start, right? But his ERA on the road is about 2 runs higher than what it is at home. But when you get 7 runs a game, guess what? You don't lose that much. He's 4-1 on the road this year. So the tough part of this handicap for me was Jake Bloss, who's starting for Houston, getting called up from Double-A, skipping Triple-A, and coming right to the majors. He's one of their top draft picks. He's one of the top prospects in all of baseball, and a guy who's just been lights out down in the minors. Going up against an Orioles team that just put up 2 touchdowns and a field goal yesterday in New York against the Yankees. So you feel like, okay, the Orioles will have some regression here. They won't be able to hit an advantage to a pitcher that nobody's got any real tape on at this point in time. You just hope the Orioles have a little bit of emotional letdown after the big series in New York. The Astros, 3rd highest batting average at home this year, number 1 in OPS, number 1 in WRC plus at home this year. They hit the ball. I expect them to be able to score off of Rodriguez here. I took the plus 1.5 at a very manageable number here for the Astros. So I just hope they can keep it close enough. If this young starter here can get through 5 untouched here, or only giving up 1 run, I feel like we'll be in good position later on in the game. But I trust that the Astros bats will be able to put up some runs tonight.
Yeah, I'm with you in this one here. The Astros need it. They need Alvarez to step up here and carry them a little bit, give them that spark. He did last night with some runs there early on, including a home run. And speaking of home runs, I guess Machado remembered how to hit one. So did Tatis. So did Cronenworth. And now all of a sudden, Cease is on the mound at home. It was a terrible trip for the Padres. The road trip was abysmal for them. But they had a day off, and they came out swinging last night against the Brewers. Does that continue tonight, you think?
If this Padres team hits and scores, and this is obvious to say, but just bear with me here. Like, if they start to be more consistent on the offensive end, where they can score 4 or 5 runs a game and average that over a 3-week span, they're going to be really good. They're going to be a really tough out more nights than not. So you get the Padres, and this was a big number. I'm surprised against a team as good as Milwaukee that a below 500 team in the Padres was laying this big of a number. You know, for me, if I would have saw them as a minus 110, minus 120 favorite, okay, but minus 155? That's a pretty strong statement for a team going up against the Brewers, who are a little bit over 500 on the road this year. But I expect runs to be scored on both sides here, like we got last night. And I think we go over the total here again.
Yeah, it feels like this might be. And Cease has had some issues. Let's face it. He's had some issues, too, the last couple times out. He's gotten some hard hit balls. And we know Milwaukee can certainly put the ball in play here. Are we betting for nostalgia's sake, Ohtani to hit a home run tonight? It just feels like the right play, because I'd rather have that than watch him do it and be like, I can't believe, as he probably hits 2 home runs against his former team here for the first time.
Yeah, and against Sandoval, it was
right.
Not good. As long as the Dodgers don't go down swinging, right? Like, if they don't strike out too much tonight, they should be okay, but that feels like the way to go. But Sandoval, 2-8, a record. And he has been, what's the word we're looking for here? Bad. The crazy part is he's 0-6 at home. So he's been better on the road this year. And 5 of his 8 home runs allowed have been at home this year. But, it's not a bad look, to say the least. I mean, you know Ohtani's going to hit one at some point in this series. So
right.
If you play him tonight and he doesn't hit it, I double down tomorrow on him.
I'm with you, man. It's coming this week. It's probably going to be one hell of a series for him here tonight. Did you have Grimace today to win? Did you?
Well, I had the over. We had the over today. Go. So the Mets did the job. It's amazing. The Mets are the highest scoring team on the road in baseball this year. So just don't play them at home.
Unreal. Unreal. Imanaga got lit up like a Christmas tree, to say the least here. So good win for the Mets.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Yankees trying to figure out where it all went wrong right now. 3-0 bottom of the first. Zin, enjoy the night here, my man. Plenty of games going on. Of course, we'll see you again over the weekend. Game time decisions will continue on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game time decisions on this Friday here at the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by as we've got our eyes on the diamond here tonight, at least until the top of the hour, in which our focus will be on the Stanley Cup Finals. Game 6 between the Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers. We'll have much more on that one, as will the Cup be awarded tonight in Edmonton to the Panthers, or will there be a Game 7 in South Florida in a couple of days from now? Should be a whole lot of fun. If you're a fan of urgency in professional sports, you'll have none bigger than tonight. It should be a good one. In the meantime, we're hoping some of these games turn out to be better than they're starting. If you're the New York Yankees, giving up 2 home runs in the top of the first to the Atlanta Braves and being down 3-0 is not a great start to the game, but that's where they find themselves here right now. Looks like Gurriel has just gone yard in Philadelphia to give the Diamondbacks a 1-0 lead in that game over the Phillies here. That game in the top of the seven, in top of the second, rather. We do have also the Tigers on top of the White Sox 2-0, and the Rays have put two runs on the board against the Pirates here. That was a line that flipped from the Pirates being a favorite earlier in the day to the Pirates being a dog, and a couple of quick runs there in the top of the third. The Reds have hit a home run. Candelario went yard quickly off of Carrasco, Cutter Crawford, rather, for the Red Sox. That's a 1-0 game. And the Mariners, shocker, 1-0 here over the Miami Marlins in that one. They're in the bottom of the first. We got no score with the Blue Jays and the Guardians. We do have, of course, a couple of games coming up late night here tonight. One of them will be, in fact, the Angels and the Dodgers, in which, yes, the Dodgers will have an opportunity with Ohtani to go ahead and exact a little revenge over his former team. Ohtani, by the way, first homer of the game. Not a bad look either. I do think this is something I will bet over the next couple of days, as Ohtani will not only have an opportunity to hit the first home run of the game, he will also have a couple of cracks at what is one of the absolute worst bullpens in Major League Baseball, as he has assumed that Mookie Betts leadoff spot. So I think this is a good time to jump on any sort of home run props for Ohtani, as he will look to try to distance himself and distance the ball as far away from the Angels as possible. A lot of money coming in, of course, backing the Dodgers at Ches Ravine on the money line, which is not a bad look either. We talked with Mark Zeno here about the Padres and Dylan Cease on the mound. Did the Padres figure something out last night against the Brewers? Boy, oh boy, you hope so, because if that top half of that lineup begins to hit the ball, then the Padres are without a doubt a team you got to keep an eye on here. The Brewers, however, with Colin Ray on the mound, they are 10-4 when he starts games. So they, for whatever reason, they put some runs on a board, and he is usually the recipient of the team winning at that point. But, I mean, when you look at what they got here in the lineup last night, from Tatis to Araiza to Machado to Cronenworth with the walk-off, this could be, last night could just be the catalyst of what the Padres need in order to get the ball rolling, because that was a terrible road trip that they were on, in which they were lucky to win a couple of games there. It was not good. They had a day off. They were able to get back to it last night. And the Brewers are in the midst of this long West Coast trip here, coming out of that series in which everything was life or death against the Oakland Athletics. So maybe now would be the time to back the Padres here with their ace, Dylan Cease, on the mound. It looks like we've got a, as it was not, or it does. Yeah, it looks like Boston has just hit a home run to tie it up against the Reds. So we're 1-1 in that one with Abbott on the mound for the Reds, Carter Crawford on the mound for the Red Sox. We'll have much more in Major League Baseball. We'll dive into some of the best bets for the NHL Stanley Cup Game 5. We'll do that with Dave Sharapan as Game Time Decisions continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions on this Friday here on the Sports Grid Network. And we have got you covered as the NHL Game 6 tonight in Edmonton, just about, I don't know, about 45 minutes or so away from getting started. And Dave Sharapan will be at the with the crew here coming up. Matty Perrault on in-game live primetime covering it all for you. Plus, a lot of great Major League Baseball games for some nice weekend series. And I'm a little shocked here, Sharapan, that I'm watching you wear a Tampa Bay Rays gear And they are, if I'm not mistaken, they're playing your Pirates. Are they not playing your Pirates right now?
This is true, Joe. Listen, for those of you watching in Pittsburgh, I haven't abandoned anything. It's nighttime in Pittsburgh behind me. Every show I come on. But sometimes in the book, you can't bet with your heart or where you're from. And this was one of those games today. I looked at and I said, well, this is a play against the Pirates based on the starting pitcher who's already out of the game. They're into the bullpen game. Sometimes the bullpen games are good for teams. Sometimes, like Louis Domingue said after the Penguin game against the Rangers a couple years ago, not the best. So tonight, not the best. Plus, Joe, I don't have any Panther stuff. And I'm going to be on with Perrault. And I didn't want to wear the Boston stuff. We all had enough Boston today with the parade and everything else. I said, we got to put this to bed. I'd like to put the Stanley Cup to bed tonight, too. Let's get your Florida Panthers. I don't want to be accused of.
Yep.
I don't have any stuff, Florida Panthers. I do have Edmonton stuff. I didn't want to put it on, be accused of trying to extend this series and all this other stuff. So everybody that I've talked to today is on the Oilers. And, you know, talked to a couple guys today on BBB, one of them being an odds maker here in town, and said, yep, this is one of those. The one set of group of people, respected money, whatever that term is on Florida, and everyone else is on the Oilers. Now, they've been right. They've been right. Doesn't mean the Oilers can't win. I just want to see a good game, Joe. I really want to see an under game. That's the type of game I'm hoping for tonight. We'll see.
You know how I'm approaching this game here tonight. I think it is going to be rinse and repeat. There has been a few trends that we have seen come through in this series, and it's usually maybe a little slow start for the Panthers, low scoring first period. In fact, Dave, I believe that first period unders have been phenomenal this postseason. The postseason alone, in games 6 and 7s, it's already 10-1-1 to the under. It has been a very profitable angle that, and it makes sense, right? When you get that late in the series, teams are a little bit more cautious. They're really playing some more defense. They're locking down. So I don't mind a first period under, but I think we all can agree when the goals come, they probably, Dave, are happening in the second. That appears to be with these two teams when the offenses get it going. And then whoever has the lead heading into the third, it's kind of hold on and maybe not a lot of offense in the third. So this is the game, I think, though, if we're ever going to get an overtime game, Dave, we haven't cashed one of those tickets in this series. We cashed a lot in the Rangers and Carolina series or the Rangers and Florida series, rather. But it feels like this might be a time to put a ticket on the tie after 60 minutes here.
Very, very possible. And because it hasn't happened yet, it doesn't mean it can't happen tonight. That's what a lot of times people will go, oh, well, this is not the series for that. No, this might be the exact game for that. So,
yes,
I hope it's that close game. I think going the first 10 minutes is a popular bet. I think we will get a goal in the first 10 minutes, but I think it will be by Florida. I said earlier today, I'll say it again here, and I'll say it as the game's going on, I think for Florida to win, they have to score first. They have to play with a lead. It hasn't worked as they've had to come from behind. Worked earlier in the playoffs, different beast right now. Edmonton's playing more physical. They're playing with more confidence, and they're causing Florida to get penalties, which tonight, game 6, as you know, you were just talking about things that happen as the series goes on. We should see less penalties. This is where the referees go, you know what? Let the players decide this. There has to be an actual something that all 18,000 people in the building can see and every, you know, camera can see. So whether that's a too many men on the ice, you know, an egregious slashing or hooking call, I think you're going to see a lot of things get let go tonight, which leads me to the under as well.
Yeah, it's also it's been interesting because the storyline for Edmonton has been the special teams have erupted, right? Their power play is finally erupted. And give credit to their defense, too. Their defense has just absolutely 1-for-16, I think, Florida is on the power play in this series, right? They've been absolutely terrible. Almost a 94% kill rate for Edmonton. It's been great. And these last two games have been all about shorthanded goals, the power play goals, man advantage goals. You know what it hasn't been about for Edmonton? And you know who has dominated the 5-on-5? It's been Florida. Florida's goals are all 5-on-5. Florida owns them. So if it is true, Dave, if it's less whistles tonight, then it is absolutely advantage to Florida. They have dominated the 5-on-5 in this series over Edmonton. It's when those man advantages come that things get a little bit crazy here. But it almost feels like at this point, you got to bet an anytime goal for David, right? McDavid's got to have one, no?
I was just going to say, the thing that could overcome that, all of that, 5-on-5, is Connor McDavid. And he's got a bunch of props here. I mean, you know, to score a goal, to record an assist, almost all of them feel like they're going to hit. Maybe that might be a bit much with recording 3 points, but getting 2 points seems like an automatic. The Conn Smythe is all but over. It really feels like even in a loss, even if it's a close loss tonight and nobody does anything, a hat trick for Barkov, a shutout for Bobrovsky, the Conn Smythe, look at those numbers. This has been, they've had an extra day off to, you know, get to Edmonton from Florida and travel and all that stuff. It went to minus 440.
Yeah.
The guy's trailing
crazy
3-2. I don't remember ever seeing this. So, I don't know if I 100% agree with it, but I don't even know who to make a case for Florida. If you're going to take a stab at one of those numbers, it was Bobrovsky before the series, and it kind of morphed into when he got pulled in that game. That's where all that talk started in game 4, literally while the game was going on, the numbers were moving. And tonight, Joe, this could be his, you know, home legacy game. Again, in an elimination game, he's been so good. We might be talking about Connor McDavid for a couple more days if Edmonton can win.
Yeah, and if he doesn't, it'll be an interesting conversation with, okay, let's see, is it Bobrovsky the next guy up? Can Bobrovsky do enough in this game to win it if he stands on his head like he did in game 1? There is, you know, it's close to one way or another being Connor McDavid, but if the Panthers do win, I think if it goes to a game 7, just give him the award, that'll be the end of it. But it'd have to be an outstanding effort here tonight by somebody. And I do have this sneaking suspicion that Tkachuk has finally gotten it going for the Panthers.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Because he's had, in losing efforts, he's had two big games here with a couple of goals, been involved in goals, getting his shots off. We haven't heard from him in this series, and it feels like maybe tonight could be the night, Dave.
He's if creating space.
You're looking.
He's creating space. Yeah. That's what you're doing.
Big time. Yep. Big time. So still one of the best saves I've ever seen in an empty netter. We'll be back. Game time decisions here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game time decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Dave Sherapin will take over the top of this hour with Matty Perrault for a little in-game live prime time. They'll have you covered in game six of the what is going to be hopefully a very exciting and on-your-edge kind of Stanley Cup finals here tonight. Either way, let's hope for a little extra hockey here, Dave, at a pretty nice plus price. That would be great. And eventually Florida winning the cup would be absolutely fantastic. Same cannot be said, though, for some of these other teams here tonight. The Diamondbacks are up 4-0 over Philadelphia right now, Dave. They are they have come out swinging. I did like the over in this game. Another one of these hot, humid nights in the Northeast where you got Arizona absolutely swinging the bats well. We know Philly. Montgomery hasn't been great, but neither is Taijuan Walker, and we knew that. So it felt like an over kind of game, but 4-0 is kind of crazy, no? This early?
It's becoming one of those things where when a team is really good like the Phillies, there are certain times that guys – that are betting baseball on the regular look to go against them, because that old adage where every team wins 60, every team loses 60, it's what those ones in between, those 40 games in between that you do. Well, the 40 games in between that Walker pitches, a lot of guys that I know are like, they like to bet against the Phillies. So when they hear you like the dog, a lot of times they like the over. Things are really heating up. It's going to be 109. Here in Vegas, pretty much all weekend, there's this big heat advisor. It's really hot outside, and it's heating up everywhere. You know, I saw that parade in Boston today. It was in the mid-90s in Boston.
Yeah.
Cam was on with us last night. He said it was 100 degrees in Toronto. As that happens, this is that month where overs go over more than unders. So
yes.
Pitching matchup led you to believe that, we probably look to bet the over in Philly. Another one you look to bet the over is the White Sox at Detroit. We're on pace already there. I don't know. Atlanta already out to a big lead against the Yankees. One of those situations where is this the bad stretch of the Yankees? Is this coming off the Baltimore series? They got to go. They play Atlanta at home. They see Sale, who career-wise, you know, when Sale was in Boston, they hit him pretty good. So maybe another over. I don't know. Might be time to bet the Yankees +3.5, Joe. That's what I'm looking at right now.
Well, I've never seen this before, David. I've seen it in Tampa because, you know, that roof in that stadium sometimes comes into play where the ball, you know, hits the ceiling somewhere and it drops down. Okay. Well, I don't know who's playing left field for Atlanta, but Hill hit a ball into left field. He ran all the way to the wall like he was going to have to jump over it and catch the ball, only to realize it was about 20 feet short. And then he had to run all the way back into catch. I don't know what that is in left field at Yankee Stadium, because I'm pretty sure it didn't hit anything. But apparently that was a misjudge like I have not seen. The Yankees just scored a run because of it. It is now 4-1, but that was a very strange situation there at the Bronx here. One hit, one run, end of second here, four runs. Two home runs in the first inning is pretty much the story of this game off of Rodon so far. We are about, it looks, to get some runs in here. I believe Toronto and Rodriguez just walked in a bases loaded run. And it doesn't look like there's anybody out here with the Guardians. And that is going to be interesting. I did like the over one, too, Dave. Didn't trust Carrasco or Rodriguez. And I thought the Guardians on a hot, humid night would be able to put the ball into play and get it going there. I also think, and call me crazy, but are the Rockies live tonight? It feels like they might be the side here with Hudson going against, another bullpen situation here for Washington. Am I crazy thinking that they could be?
Washington is one of those teams that it's really hard to price right now because they're playing above expectation, but how much longer will they play above expectation? So kind of surprised to see Washington on the road a favorite. And I went, that had to be one of those first ones that you kind of grab maybe at least an initial position on the dog. If they get a lead, you can maybe flip-flop and take a 1.5 or something on the other side. But, yeah, at first blush, it was Colorado. I don't know. Another one where you had a road favorite was Baltimore and Houston. I love what Baltimore is doing. I love how they played in Yankee Stadium. And thought, all right, that one, should that be that high? And then you look at the pitching matchup and you go, yeah, that's probably justified. So I think Baltimore's the side there. And that might be one of those teams that you play on until further notice rather than a team like, I don't know, go through the list. It might be a team you play against. Well, obviously, it's Miami. They're down to Seattle. Yeah. I told you I was going to wear the Miami stuff to kind of represent Florida and Miami, and I couldn't wear the Marlins stuff because I looked and said, no, not tonight. Seattle's the side.
Can't do it. Absolutely ridiculous. Cannot do it. I agree with you. And I do think a possible letdown spot here. I can't remember a whole lot of times in which Houston was a dog at home. It's been a little
this
while. It's
dog.
Been a minute.
Right?
Right.
It's a lot.
It's been a minute.
Over 150?
Woo! It's been a minute here, and this is exactly the kind of spot in which they're at home. New series. Orioles played yesterday. This could be a good opportunity to hop on them as a home dog here. I feel like the team total for Minnesota may not be a bad play tonight against Oakland. Although they hit the ball pretty well in that series against Kansas City. So that's a tough one. We'll have some, we'll go over those late games here tonight and we'll finalize a couple of bets for the NHL Stanley.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Cup Game 6 as we get ready for in-game live primetime at the top of the hour here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game time decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Joe and Ari alongside Dave Sherpin. He'll have you covered coming up here with Matty Peralta as in-game live primetime. We'll get you ready for the puck to drop in game 6 here of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. One quick other game here, Dave, was a replay of what we just saw last weekend between the Twins and the Oakland Athletics. And if I'm not mistaken, in that game, Paddock gave up 5 runs on 5 hits, 2 home runs and 2 1/3. And Joey Estes gave up 6 runs on 8 hits, also a couple of home runs and 2 2/3. Yeah. So I'm not – the problem was that was in Minnesota. This is in a different ballpark in which we probably aren't getting that kind of offensive production here tonight. I don't hate the under in this. I just don't think the Twins are going to have the same kind of success here that they've had over the last couple of days against Tampa, in which they were crushing the wall. But again, that was in Minnesota. This is different here at the Oakland Coliseum.
Yeah, this is one of the games where I go, I really don't know. And I'm just going to put a line through it because I could be talked into either side. I could be talked into either over or under. I just don't know. So there's certain nights where I love Oakland, and there's certain nights where I love going against Oakland when they're at home. It's always that back end game where I go, yeah, there's probably an opinion to be had here, or there's probably a play to be made here. Tonight is not one of those. It's the first game of the series, and I go, I'm really not sure. I don't know about you. I did the same thing with the freeway series in L.A.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Knack pitching for the Dodgers. I looked and I was like, all right, I got to do some research on him. Sandoval feels like an automatic over. The Dodgers lineup is not what it was without Mookie in it. Ohtani is killing the ball, and they're prone to just – I mean, they just came off a series in Colorado where they were just scoring runs. To Oscar Hernandez, monster series. So I thought over, but I thought I don't know if I'm comfortable even laying this 180 with the Dodgers as bad as the Angels have been. And it's now, I mean, there's some places here. Look at the ground, minus 196. The tax on the Dodgers is real. It's every night. And I was like, all right, maybe Ranieri will have something with that game. I got really nothing other than over.
I'm just playing Ohtani home run props. First home run of the game. Anytime home run, he's in that leadoff spot now, and I'm sure he would love nothing more than to stick it to his old team, and which will be he'll have plenty of opportunities because he's going to get up at the top of that lineup. He'll see the bullpen of the Angels, certainly enough, and this should be interesting. So why not? At plus money, opportunity presents itself there with Ohtani, but I don't know that I'm laying the run and a half either. That's the scary part. The Dodgers could very well lay an egg here. We got a Candelario second solo home run now. It's 3-2 Cincinnati. They might solo home run themselves to an over in that one here. And Dave, you're getting out of here. Coming up with Matt in game live prime time. Your initial thought on this game six coming up tonight?
Florida and under. Side, I'm not as sure. I really like the under. I feel like either team gets a lead, nurses it, plays conservative, stays out of the penalty box. Special teams aren't going to decide this. The goaltender that makes that one extra save will. I'll root for you in the overtime, 2-2. Let's play extra hockey. Let's enjoy the game. And I got a couple guys out in L.A. right now watching us at the beach. They said, tell my Italian brother Ranieri, you know, that we're watching out here. His name's Gio. He said to say hello and go Panthers.
Gio, get it done. And yes, go Panthers. That's fantastic. All right, Dave, get out of here. We'll talk to you again in game live primetime coming up. Dave and Matty Peralta will have you in this game. Again, I do not want a game seven. I want it done tonight. Matt Tkachuk is going to have a goal here tonight for the Panthers. I'll play anytime with him. I do like that first period under. If it ain't broke, we ain't fixing it. And I don't think there's any reason to. I do think that we are going to have a good opportunity for an under in this one tonight, as I believe both defenses are going to clamp down. The pressure is on. But boy, oh boy, I don't think it's on. You got to win one out of the next two. I don't think the pressure's on Florida. I think the pressure is going to be on Edmonton, especially if they are down. But either way, there's no reason for you to go anywhere, as in-game live primetime is coming up. They'll get you caught up in all the Major League Baseball games. And, of course, Game Time Decisions will be back again tomorrow morning. Until then, enjoy the games. Enjoy. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Good luck.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.